Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Or on Twitter at CLE Talking. It's breaking news within just the last, 5-10 minutes. Titans-Vikings suspend in-person activities over multiple Titans players and personnel test positive for COVID-19. So the timing of this interview could not be any better. Andrew Siciliano from the NFL Network joins us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hi, Andrew. How are you?
Hi, Andrew.
Good morning, guys.
How you doing, buddy?
Good morning to you.
Good luck.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Happy ALY. What round is this officially?
Yes, wild card. It is the wild card round.
Got it. I'm sorry. The name's like it's the NHL playoffs. So, I don't know if they changed anything. Anyway, what's going on?
Yes.
All right. So here's the deal. I want to talk baseball with you here for a second. But first, I need your reaction to the story that just broke about Titans and Vikings suspend in-person activities after multiple Titans players and personnel test positive for COVID-19. I mean, I don't know anybody that didn't think this wasn't going to happen at some point.
Sure.
My question to you is, the protocols that are in place now, how does that kick in, and what happens to the NFL? Should they maybe have to suspend a game? Can a team conceivably play if they come back on Saturday without having any practice before a game? Is that a possibility? I don't know.
So here we go, first and foremost. When I don't say that right. Excitedly. I say that in that you would have to assume, Dr. Sills has said all summer, he's the NFL CMO, chief medical officer, it's not about if we get positive tests, it's when and how you deal with them, because it's inevitable. We live in a big, bad world, and eventually something like this would probably happen despite all the precautions. So how do they move forward? What we know right now is the Titans and Vikings have both been told to stay home. Now, Tuesday is a stay-at-home day anyway, at least for the players, right? There's no practice on Tuesdays, although some teams have messed with that in recent years. Usually Wednesday is the first real week of practice. So both of these teams are going to work remotely. But it means the coaches and other people can't be in the building as well. They're really shutting down the buildings. We have no positive tests from Minnesota. All right, so that is a good news item. Right now, the positive tests are confined to the Titans building. There are 8 of 5 other personnel on the team. We know, and this is from yesterday, that one of the Titans' assistants, a guy named Shane Bowen, one of their linebacker coaches, was not with the team in Minnesota. It was noticed, and Mike Vrabel was asked about it yesterday, and he revealed he's in the COVID protocol. That's all I know. He didn't make the trip with us. Okay. Is this linked to that? No one knows. No one has any idea. It's too early to say. They might have that information through contact tracing. We don't have that information, me personally, yet. We're not reporting anything. No idea if they're linked. What we do know is that right now they're not going to practice. To answer your question, could I foresee, me personal opinion, 2 teams playing without practicing? No, I could not. I would say the union would step in and say no to that. I would assume. They do not have the same – looking ahead to the Steelers and the Titans, because that's who face each other this week.
Right.
Steelers and Titans do not have the same bye week. It's bye week. They're off 7-8. So if they'd have to punt on this game, they'd have to find some other way to make it up at another time, and I don't know when that would be. As for the Vikings, again, right now no positive tests. There is a chance that they come back and tell Minnesota Wednesday or Thursday you can get back on the field, and the Vikings and the Texans potentially are good to go. Don't know. Just right now it is a big unknown. And the Titans' positive tests are being retested. Remember Matthew Stafford over the summer got a false positive, and they changed the testing protocols where you can do a point-of-care retest, and you could test him again, and he came back negative. So the Titans' positive tests are being retested. You don't know how those results will come out. Everything is up in the air, but this is the first, quote-unquote, big test of the entire system.
You can be sure that this has been laid out for some time, Andrew. They knew what they would do when this happened because, as you said, it wasn't if, it was when. And there's nothing to do but sit back and watch it play out now and see how it works.
Correct. Listen, yeah. For someone, I was tested three times last week, personally. The testing is faster than it was 2 months ago. It is less invasive than it was 2 months ago. They should, speaking as someone who is not a medical professional, have a fairly good read on this pretty quick. But where we go from here, we'll find out.
So, Andrew, what I was thinking was, I mean, how much practice times do teams really have when they play a Thursday night game? Two?
None. Most teams don't practice. They're only walkthroughs.
Yeah, so that was why I was just trying to think, and I said to Jeff, I go, well, you know, if you're Tennessee and you're back in house on Saturday for a Sunday game, which seems very quick, but then again, you got travel included there. So I'm just, oh, wait, is that game at Pittsburgh or is it at Tennessee?
Oh, no, they're not. No, they're not playing Thursday this week.
No. What I'm saying, though, is on a given Thursday week, there's very little practice. So what would be, if they told these teams they can go back in the building on Saturday or Friday, conceivably the practice schedule isn't much different than it would be for a Thursday week.
I see the point you're making.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a fair question. You know, it will always be unfair, as Thursdays are,
right,
or tougher, let's put it that way, to the visiting team, you know, the team that's got to get up and go on the road somewhere. You know, I could hear the cries right now if the Titans, let's say, they're allowed back in the building. This is all hypothetical. On Friday, they get on a plane Saturday afternoon, and they get their butts kicked by the Steelers. I could hear the cries of unfair scheduling and unfair disadvantage right now. Don't know. I mean, look, guys, it's the world we live in. I'm a Syracuse alum, as we know. Here's what happened with Syracuse. They had this massive multi-gazillion dollar rebuild and remodel on the iconic Carrier Dome all summer and after basketball season ended, and they were supposed to roll out the brand new stadium on this past Saturday. They did, but the game was delayed 45 minutes because some of the Syracuse player tests weren't back yet from the lab. So now they eventually played the game, and we won. We beat Georgia Tech. Yay. man, what does that say about Florida State? Florida State's awful. But, you know, this is the world we live in, and we're going to see situations like Syracuse and situations like this one, because that's the world we live in.
Okay, let's get a little more specific. Your Cleveland Browns are one of the best running football teams in the NFL. That's really good.
Yep.
You have a young quarterback who wants to make his mark, and you have two really good wide receivers, and you spent a lot of money on a tight end.
I knew this was coming.
Yeah, is it okay? Andrew, I think it is, but I just wonder, is it okay with Odell that he might be getting six targets a game? With Jarvis, that he might get five? Is with Baker, that he throws 23 times? If they win, I would think yes. But you tell me.
I mean, I mean this in the most respectful way. I'm not putting the question back in your face. I'm saying this overall because, I knew this was coming just watching the game. How is this a bad thing that they're 2-1? Not basking in Phelps here. I'm saying in general. Like,
thank you.
Everyone out there listening, don't make it a bad thing. It is a good thing. And I would also say, go back and look at the second half of 2018 when this team was good and this team was alive for a playoff spot. there were plenty of games where I guarantee you Baker's passing attempts were comparable to what they were in the victory over the Washington football outfit this past Sunday. I guarantee you. I don't know those numbers off the top of my head, but I think people would be surprised. You know, very rarely have we seen Texas Tech, Oklahoma, Baker, let's chuck it 50 times a game. We haven't. I think it's good to know that you have a quarterback that can do that, but run the stinking football and win the game. I don't know that many people picked it up, but when Stefanski was mic'd up in the TNF win, and it was on Inside the NFL last week on Showtime, there's a spot at the end of the game where he turns to, I believe, Van Pelt, and they're, you know, they have their masks on. It's hard to hear because it's muffled, and he says, "Do you know how much I love running it up someone's bleep?" You guys, I can't believe no one missed. Like, I couldn't get the video on Twitter, but and then Van Pelt goes, "Yes, sir." Like, that's what they're gonna do. And if you go back and look at the Shanahan offense, we call it the Shanahan, like back to Mike Shanahan, obviously. So yep. Sean McVay runs the football. Kyle Shanahan runs the football. Gary Kubiak runs the Gruden. Kevin Stefanski's gonna run the football. Over the years, those teams have had successful wide receivers, however. So I think they'll be fine.
Hey, Andrew, before we let you go, quick, who do you like, Browns or Dallas?
Well, look, the Browns are giving up a lot of passing yards, and Dak is averaging nearly five. That's not a typo, nearly 500 yards a game passing. So they're going to have a major issue there. But the way to keep that away, from passing, is to run the football.
I love it. I love it. Andrew, thank you. We appreciate your time always, and thanks for talking about this with us.
Oh,
we do have time?
Tonight,
wait,
guys.
Wait a second. We have. I've been granted an extra second. Your thoughts on the Indians series against the Yankees, too?
Nervous as all heck because I would have rather played someone else other than the Yankees. However, I love the fact how they won the game Sunday, okay, considering how they looked so awful on Saturday, and I think that's a great jumping off point, a leaping off point, a momentum builder, if you will, the way the team closed, and especially on Sunday. I have a good feeling. I'm anxious about the hitting, obviously, against a very, very good starting pitcher tonight in Gerrit Cole. And I'm a little anxious to see Savali and Tristan McKenzie. You have your power arms now in the bullpen, but I kind of would rather see them, ahead of Phil Maton or Cam Hill. So let's see how the late innings go.
All right, now we're good. Andrew, thank you. We look forward to seeing you on NFL Network. Thanks, man.
Thank you, buddy.
Goodbye, guys.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.